This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is JWP, and I am continuing my series of file systems talks that I've been doing. Okay, one of the file systems that I use today is the FAT file system. Now I know open source, but nevertheless, I use it every day. And I have a lot of USB sticks, and I use portable apps on Linux, and you go to internet cafes and they don't have Linux, and I don't want to put my data on any of those internet cafe things, so I use a USB stick, and so I do a lot of stuff with FAT. Okay, and the FAT file system got its name because of the file allocation table. Is the name of the computer file system architecture and a family of industry standard file systems utilizing it. The FAT file system is a legacy file system which is simple and robust. It offers good performance even in lightweight implementations, but cannot deliver the same performance, reliability, and scalability as some of the modern file systems. It is, however, supported for compatibility reasons on nearly all currently developed operating systems. Okay, I've never run across an operating system that I couldn't do anything. Maybe Minix. And it's currently developed for almost everything. So mobile, embedded, computers, you name it. And thus it is well-suited format for data exchange between computers and devices for almost any type and age, from the early 80s when it was first introduced up into present. Originally, it was designed in the late 70s for use on floppy disk. FAT was soon adopted and used universally on hard disk throughout the DOS and Windows 90X eras for two decades. And with the introduction of more powerful computers, the operating systems, as well as the development of more complex file systems for them, FAT is no longer the default file system for Microsoft Windows. Okay, so today, file systems that use FAT are commonly found on floppy disks for those that still use them, USB sticks, flash, and other solid-state memory cards and modules, many portable and embedded devices, DCF implementations of FAT as a standard file system for digital cameras. FAT is also utilized in boot storage of EFI compliant computers. The name of the file system originates from the system's prominent usage of the index table. The FAT statistically allocated time at formatting. The table contains for each cluster a continuous area of disk storage. Each entry contains either a number of the cluster in the file or else a marker indicating the end of the file, unused disk space, or special reserved areas of the disk. The root directory of the disk contains the number of the first cluster of each file in that directory, and the operating system can then traverse the FAT table, looking up cluster number for each successive part of the disk file as the cluster chain until the end of the file is reached, in much the same way that subdirectories are implemented as special files containing the directory entries of their respective files. As disk drives have evolved, the maximum number of clusters has significantly increased. so the number of bits used to identify each cluster has grown. The successive versions of FAT format are named after the number of table elements. So 12 is FAT12, 16 is FAT16, and 32 is FAT32. Each of these variants is still in use. The FAT standards has also been expanded in other ways while generally preserving backward compatibility. So my USB 1 USB disk that's 64 megabytes, it still is able to be read on my USB 3 connector. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and continue because with NTFS, and the reason is because FAT was used by Microsoft on the X98 series, and NTFS is another thing that if you work in enterprise, you have to use NTFS. Okay, and so NTFS is the new technology file system. It's a proprietary file system developed by Microsoft, and it started with NT 3.1. It's the default file system of the Windows NT family. Okay, NTFS has several technical improvements over FAT and HPFS, high performance file system. The file systems that it superseded, such as improved support for metadata and the use of advanced data structures to improve the performance and reliability of disk and space utilization, plus additional extensions such as access control list, ACL, and file system journaling. Okay, so this is how Microsoft did XD, so with the journaling thing, so it starts. In the mid-80s, Microsoft and IBM formed a joint project to create the next generation of graphical operating system. The result of the project was OS 2, but Microsoft and IBM disagreed on many important issues that eventually separated. OS 2 remained an IBM project, and Microsoft worked on NT. The OS 2 file system, or HPFS, combined several new features. When Microsoft created their new operating system, they borrowed many of these concepts for NTFS. Probably the result of this this common ancestry, HPFS and NTFS share the same disk partition identification type, code 07. Sharing an ID is unusual since there are dozens of available codes and other major file systems have their own code. FAT has more than 9, each one for FAT12, FAT16, FAT32. Algorithms identifying the file system in a partition type 07 must perform additional checks. Okay, so that's Microsoft and what they did with their file systems from about 1980 to present. Okay, as always, I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any comments, please email jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much for your time. Bye now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.